Why do so many countries still want the Queen as their head of state, despite being independent? Why do they want to remain as part of the Commonwealth?
They seem to have some more of a love affair than Ireland does, and some steeped in history. But they were colonised, as were we. But we, you know, have a different attitude towards it, especially like the likes of India and that kind of thing.
Why do they hang in there? Why do they still want the Queen as the head of state?
I don't know. There's maybe something about the West that they've idolised, and they want to be
so
like that.
They like England. The idea of having the Queen there and having a governor.
Maybe, perhaps, I don't know. I think I was thinking about that. How come, you know, so many countries are quite happy to go along with this imperialistic kind of...
And Australia, for example, New Zealand, Canada,
yes.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know where the Queen is going to go on tours anymore if it continues the Commonwealth tours, because they're all going to be leaving. And I have only literally just thought about before Barbados left yesterday, I was thinking about...
You started thinking, what's going on? Why are they all hanging in there?
Yeah, like what is, why are we so different? Why are we,
Why do we want to be independent?
Yeah, why have we fought for so long and yet other countries are quite compliant and got nostalgia, I suppose.
Do you think it's nostalgia?
Yeah.
Do you think it's trade? Do you think it's being
maybe
part of
the
club?
Introduced English into the thing, and with English you can travel and you have a lot more freedom, whereas they took away our language. They stopped us speaking Irish, so maybe that's one of the basic differences. But really, I'm sure there's many. But
from the darkest days of our past and the appalling atrocity of slavery, which forever stains our history, the people of this island forged their path with extraordinary fortitude.
And slavery, the fact that Charles has apologised for it, do you think it's about time?
Yeah, absolutely. I seen that, heard that as well this morning. They were talking about the links with it, but I suppose it's like everything. Yeah, there's always, if you go back long enough in history, there's always going to be a lot of dirt to be unearthed by family ancestries, you know.
And who would be our national hero? Rihanna is Barbados's national hero.
Who would our national hero be? I don't know. I don't know who we. I know
Rihanna. Bob Geldof?
No. I think we're a country of begrudgers, so you can have enough fame to keep us kind of over. Katie Taylor, absolutely, yeah. I think she does a great job, and you will never hear anyone.
And she's under your umbrella.
Oh yeah, absolutely, she's great. Everybody loves Katie Taylor. There isn't anyone that doesn't love her.
We left the Commonwealth in 1949, and that finished us with the Commonwealth. So therefore, we don't really have an interest as such in it.
We left in 49. Obviously our biggest trading partner is still the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom is still a part of a quarter of this land, so they're there. Have you ever considered rejoining?
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
And why is it that these countries hang on to have the Queen as their head of state? Why?
I don't know. They don't know anything else, I think.
There must be some sort of a financial...
It's a financial trade benefit.
Yes.
I think it's financial as well. Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
But slavery was everywhere anyway, and the British weren't the only people involved in it. There was
slavery,
a lot more countries as well. So.
Yeah.
And do you think the monarchy is outdated? What do you think of the monarchy?
I think you'll always have a monarchy in Britain. It's been there so long. I think the Queen, no matter how old she is very modern.
Yeah.
She's moving with the times, and I think Charles will make a very good king. Possibly the younger people will be... have a broader take on things,
so
you know.
You think Britain will be a monarchy forever? They
I'd say they'll be
a
monarchy for a very, very long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have been for how long?
Yeah, hundreds of years.
Since King John in 1126 or whatever.
I wouldn't have a problem with them anyway. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, long may they continue.
I think
she's a very dedicated woman.
Like it's very good, insofar as that the work that they do, for a start, they do an awful lot of good work. They do an awful lot of good work. And as regards to the monarchy itself, it's a great stabilising factor in England, and the people themselves are, real royalists.
And they do roll out the Queen, for
they
example,
do. Yes.
During the pandemic, they rolled her out.
They roll her out.
And to speak to the nation.
And she does good.
She does. And we watch it, we do like her Christmas speech.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the monarchy.
No.
I'm a big historian,
you just
like
don't
history.
Want the Queen as the head of...
No, well, she
here.
Wouldn't be head of here now,
here,
but
no,
I mean,
no.
I'm...
But
I don't
you respect
know.
It.
I respect
yes,
her,
yes,
and
yeah.
I don't know what the people in Northern Ireland would like. A lot of them would like not to have her, but then again, a lot of them do, so there's no answer to that problem, I don't think.
In Barbados, Rihanna, she's been made a national hero, and they said that she shined like a diamond. Who could national hero bill.
Yeah.
She's probably richer than a diamond mine anyway. So
she is a billionaire.
Our national hero. Let me
see.
She's
a good ambassador for her country.
I couldn't find one.
You couldn't find one?
No, definitely not.
I think it's traditional sort of more than anything, and she's a fabulous woman. You know, she really is. I mean, I'm Irish, but I still love to read about them.
So you still respect her as a human being?
I do, the whole family.
And the fact that so many countries out there, do you know how many countries are still in the Commonwealth?
About six, is it?
54.
54, good God.
And why is it that Canada, New Zealand, Australia still have the Queen as their head of state?
I don't know, I have no idea.
So Ireland left the Commonwealth in 1948, it became a republic in 1948,
yeah.
It left in 49. For you, Northern Ireland is very much still part of the Commonwealth.
Well, we want Ireland. We want the north of Ireland. We want it all to be one country.
And if it became one country, do you think Ireland would then rejoin the Commonwealth?
It costs us an awful lot of money if we rejoin.
You would like to see United Ireland?
Huh?
You'd like to see the country united?
It's our country and that's it. You know, they took it.
But they didn't give it back.
They didn't give it back. Does anyone give anything back nowadays?
So the Queen has been officially removed as the head of state for Barbados, and Barbados last night at midnight became a republic. Rihanna attended the event and she has become a hero for Barbados. If Ireland had a hero, who would it be? If we were going to give someone that title, who would our hero be?
Probably Kelly Harrington after the boxing and all.
So she shines like a diamond too, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Prince Charles acknowledged the appalling atrocity of slavery on the Caribbean island. 200 years it was part of the transatlantic slave trade. Do you think Britain is finally waking up to their slave history?
Well, tell me, yes. Prince Charles has been on the street and not been rude, trucks who's hold.
Why do so many countries still want the Queen as their head of
state? Do they want her? Have they not thought about it? Maybe they haven't. Maybe Barbados now will start a...
You think they'll start
a
revolution across the 54 countries that
could
still
well do because I think it's outdated.
Because it's a club of countries.
I know. And what is it? What is it about?
Well, it's trade. It's influence.
And you're still ruled by Britain.
Well, they've
you're still under the.
You think so?
No, I don't agree with it. I think it's the modern world now, and I think it's a bit outdated.
Why are New Zealand? Why are Australia hanging on?
Well, now there was a talk in Australia a couple of years ago about becoming a republic.
They have voted on it and they voted to stay
put. Yeah, well, now they might.
They think it's a power grab by politicians.
What is?
Becoming a republic. You wouldn't like to see Ireland become a part of the Commonwealth again?
No, absolutely not.
Even though that Northern Ireland is still in the Commonwealth?
Well, let them, it's up to them. They might have a vote now in the next few years. God knows what will happen there, but no, I don't. Why should we go into the Commonwealth? It took us long enough to get away from Britain.
Friendship, trade.
Well, we're friendly enough now. Trade. Well, now the EU. We're trading with the EU. We better trade with the EU.
So you grew up in the UK.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the Commonwealth is about?
Well, it probably goes way back to when what they call the old empire.
So they are. They're all empire countries.
Well, I think most of them are still.
And what's your view of Prince Charles acknowledging slavery when they had the handover at midnight last night and 200 years of slavery in Barbados? Do you think Britain is finally coming round to the fact that terrible deeds were committed by our ancestors?
Well, I think it's not just... I don't think you could just say UK. I mean, there's got a lot of European countries.
There was Portugal and there was Holland as well.
Spain. So they're all in the... They all took advantage of it. Well, Northern Ireland is very complicated, I think. I think there's still an underlying route that they still like to be part of the UK.